Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article that I wrote for the October issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Whole Raw Soybeans as a Cost-Competitive Protein Supplement for Cows and Calves. To discuss this topic, I'm joined by Dr. Mary Drnowski, who's a Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Specialist. Thanks for joining me today, Mary.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Aaron.
Mary, as we record this podcast, soybean harvest is underway in much Nebraska, and when you look at the current price at elevators across parts of the state, it really becomes evident that soybeans could be a price-competitive protein supplement as we compare it to other protein sources such as alfalfa hay or distillers grains. As we think about producers using raw whole soybeans in cattle diets, share with our listeners some things they should think through as they consider the use of this and how it differentiates from some other protein supplements.
Well, my first thought when you brought this up is that soybeans are very high in crude protein. They're about 40% crude protein. So the idea makes a lot of sense, especially if the costs are fairly low. The challenges are twofold. One is that it's also fairly high in fat. Soybeans are about 20% fat. And too much fat in a diet that's forage-based or fiber-based can bring down the digestion of that fiber. So we want to make sure that we don't need to be supplementing over, say, 7% of the diet as soybeans. You might be able to creep up to 10 if you're in cow-type diet. So that was, kind of the first thing to consider. But given how high they are in protein, that could fit in situations where you're trying to feed cows and you're just wanting to supplement a little bit of extra protein to bring up the digestion of their diet.
One of the things we need to consider as we think about feeding raw whole soybeans is it does contain a trypsin-inhibiting enzyme that is important to digestion. And as we think about ruminants, if they are ruminating, it's not a problem. But for nursing calves or young calves, there it can be a challenge. I guess share with the listeners a little about some things to think through with that.
I think for most people, the only way that this is even going to be a consideration is if they're trying to use it in a creep feed. For most of our beef producers, that's not really going to be a huge issue. But in the case of a creep feed, I would not encourage somebody to think about using raw soybeans because we don't want to have to deal with the issue of those cattle having that trypsin inhibitor. So essentially, as long as they're a well-developed rumen, so really if they're 400 pounds or greater, you're probably not going to be having a challenge with including some raw whole soybeans in even a creep feed. But it's easier just to avoid that, and then you don't have any risks.
So we were just talking a little about feeding calves, and that presents one of the challenges that raw whole soybeans, I guess, has as part of its characteristics of its protein profile, as that it's 70% rumen degradable protein and 30% undegradable protein. For growing calves, rumen undegradable protein is an important component for them as they think about especially being on a growing diet. Share with our listeners maybe some things that should consider as they think about what protein supplement they use and how especially raw whole soybeans may not complement some of our other feed resources very well.
Well, I think the thing is for people to understand the difference between rumenly degradable and rumenly undegradable protein and really what that's contributing to the animal. Really, rumenly degradable protein is essentially providing nitrogen to the bacteria in the rumen. And it can help increase the supply of protein getting to the animal as essentially those bacteria as they wash out of the rumen. So they're a source of protein themselves, but they're not enough. They don't produce enough protein. They can't grow and multiply quickly enough to meet a growing calf's protein need. So you think about a growing calf, they're putting on muscle, putting on that meat, and that is high in protein content. So they need something that's high in protein. Unfortunately, we just can't depend on only those rumen microbes as the sole source of protein, or we will have a protein limiting situation and our growth will be decreased relative to if we just supplemented a little bit of rumenly undegradable protein. And that's why you hear a lot about distillers grains, just because they're a good source of roomly undegradable protein. And what that means is just that some protein that is actually in that feed stuff gets through that rumen and it is not digested. And so the true protein or those amino acids actually get absorbed by the animal. They're available to the animal to use to grow. So in a situation where we have growing calves with high requirements, we want to make sure we have a diet that has some rumenly undegradable protein. Particularly for growing calves on corn silage-based diets, for instance, we can see a really great response to a rumenly undegradable protein. So if you fed the same crude protein from raw whole soybeans or even soybean meal compared to distillers grains, you wouldn't see the same growth response. You would get more growth out of that bypass protein or that distillers. Same thing holds true if you're using, let's say, out on pasture and you're grazing dormant range or corn residue. We've done some studies in the past where we fed corn plus some urea, which is urea is a source of rumenly degradable protein at the same level. So the same level of crude protein as distillers grains. And the response is night and day that we can get, you know, double, if not triple the response by feeding that distillers grains because of that bypass protein. Now, on the flip side, if I have a mature cow or even a young cow, those bacteria themselves in the rumen can produce enough protein for that animal. And so a lot of times, if we can just increase the amount of nitrogen available in the rumen so the bacteria can grow and multiply, then we can essentially increase the animal supply of protein. And so in that case, that's where something like these whole soybeans could be very beneficial. It can increase those rumen microbe flow out to the animal, as well as increase the digestibility of say a low protein forage.
As we think about those mature cows on a low quality diet, and you already mentioned this, that we need to be aware if we get too much fat in the diet, we can start to have a negative impact on fiber digestion. What should we think through in terms of how much we should feed to a cow, say out on low quality range? Or I even think there's parts of Nebraska this year where, because of all the moisture they had this summer, those cows are maybe grazing some wet meadows that may be low quality. How much raw whole soybeans can we feed to those and not start to get out of balance where we're starting to have a negative effect on fiber digestion?
Well, we typically say don't feed any more than about 10%, which is thinking about a mature cow and what she might eat on a forage basis. She may be eating 20 to 30 pounds depending on her size and the quality of the forage. So that's really 2 to 3 pounds of those raw whole soybeans that you could feed per head per day. And in that case, you're also providing quite a bit of supplemental fat, which can be negative if we get too much, but can be positive if we have a little bit of supplemental fat.
Anything else, Mary, you think listeners should be aware of as they consider the opportunity to use raw whole soybeans as a protein supplement?
Well, I think the big thing here is that you really need to do the math. So, and as you mentioned, there may be some locations where right now those raw whole soybeans may be a cheaper source of protein than any other protein source they could get, whether that be alfalfa, hay, or distillers grain. But there are other locations where that may not hold true. So actually doing the math on the cost per pound of crude protein is the only way to even start to evaluate whether it makes sense for your situation.
Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Ignoski.
Well, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate you writing this article.
For more information on comparing protein supplements to one another, I'd encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. At the website, we have a feed cost calculator that you can download and utilize to evaluate comparing different feed sources to one another. That's available both as an app and also as an Excel-based spreadsheet.